Okay, we're doing the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, beginning of the fourth paragraph, which is Sofek Ochal Chaylev, Sofek Lo Ochal. So we just went through the plain shot in Rashi that the question is Chatif Ha'achas or Shtei Chatifas. In other words, Chatif Ha'achas means that he doesn't know whether that piece was the Chaylev or Shuman, he knows he ate it. And Shtei Chatifas means we know for sure that one of the two was Chaylev. He ate one of them, but we don't know what the remaining one is or what the one that he ate is, whether it was chaylev or whether it was shumah. Okay? And even if we know that he ate it, the Mishnah says, but it's a suffix if it was a sheer kezias, right? Suffix game both. And what happened? And we know that he ate it. But we don't know whether it was a sheer kezias or not, so it's going to be the same problem. Why? Because it doesn't make any difference whether the reason why he's not high of a chatas is due to the fact that we don't know whether it was chayav or shuman, or due to the fact that we don't know whether it was the proper shear. Okay? So today you never know the proper shear, so you can go a long way without one. That's because of an issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, next.
What if he knew it was a failure, but he's not sure if he ate his eyes?
He knew. Okay, we take the Gemara. Itmar. Ravasi amachticha achas shumah. Sofek shel chaylev. Go ahead.
Sofek shel shumah.
Shumah.
Chiyah bar Abba mar chaticha mishtei chaticha shanim.
That it's one chaticha out of two.
Rashi's. Chaticha achas shaninu. Ocho chaticha achas. Kosovar shumunu. Ve'achtach nodolo. Shesofeku.
One piece.
As the Mishnah continues to explain the first case.
That's the machlokes. For some reason, Chia Barav holds that Chaticha Achas is Potter. I know why. It's the same suffix whether you're over Karas or not. The show gave
I mean, in all the cases of Chaticha Achas, whether you ate a Kazayas or whether it was there with Shuman, whatever the suffix was, but if it's one Chaticha, it's Potter.
Right.
No matter if it's a suffix or Shear or what his
right.
Identity was or.
That's right. Okay. So what does the Gemara say?
In the case of two pieces and two friends in the door.
Yeah, the end purpose and objective of the Sefer Torah is always to be read a certain way. And we know how it's supposed to be read. So that's why if there's an aberration in the way we write it, it's called Nesoros. That we know you're supposed to read it Vayomer. But it could be Nesoros. There's no Aleph. Okay, I don't know if this is close. But anyway. The Nesoros is the unique what's the word I'm looking for? It's the it's in other words, it's a specific what do you call it in mathematics? The beginning of Right, the postulate. Right. In other words, the postulate is that it's postulated that you're right at this one. So that's the Mesoros. So that's where the aberration is, not in the Kriya, because the Kriya we know how it's supposed to be, and the Ksav should follow the Kriya, because the Ksav should serve as a function for the Kriya. Mm-hmm. But here, for some reason, it's not exactly doing that. So that's the Mesoros. So the aberration is in the Ksav. Okay? Okay. So one mandal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, I know for sure there's one case in Rus where there's not a word and you say a word.
Right.
So, and then I'm sure there's something else. So, I'm sure there's something
else. You have it in too, don't you?
I'm sure you have another place where the word is written and you don't say it.
He's talking Ksiv and Malkri.
Can you just explain it?
Kri and Ksiv you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
You're not talking about Kri and Ksiv.
That's different. It's definitely Kri and Ksiv.
Definitely Kri and Ksiv.
Really?
Yeah. Even though there's a Mesoros, but over here, if a word is missing, then you can't say, there's no Mesoros. The Mesoros and the Mikra would be the same. It's just that the Mesoros is you don't write it, but there's no dual implication. Correct? Or if the halacha is that it should not be read, like Batharim and Bafolim, so and instead of Batharim, what do they say? Bafolim? I don't know. But anyways, so the thing is, over there, it's not a question of Yeshem and Mikra, or Yeshem and Mesoros.
Right.
Because they're just saying you substitute another word.
Right.
It's a different phenomenon, clearly. Then Yeshem and Mikra and Yeshem and Mesoros. Over there, we know the word. And we know the word how it should be spelled, like Eli.
Sorry.
Like by Eli, where it doesn't say the word Eli in Rus. So that's not a problem of Yeshem and Mikra or Yeshem and Mesoros. It has nothing to do with it, because that has to do with the fact that the word is absent. But there is no lettering which is in opposition or aberrational to the Kriya. It's just not there. And the same thing is true where you don't read a specific word. There's no dual implication that one word means one thing and another word means another thing. It's just saying you don't read that word. So that has nothing to do with Yeshua and Mikra, Yeshua and Mikra. That's the seventh. Okay.
Now, how do you, when you say that on the level of the Pasuk, the Pasuk is read a certain way, but the Pasuk is written without that word?
That's different, but it's not a question of Yeshua and Mikra, Yeshua and Mikra.
Well, what's the difference?
Big difference. Because the whole question of Yeshua and Mikra and Yeshua and Mikra is where I have two paths. Path A is the lettering, path B is the reading. So which do I follow essentially?
So you said by Torah and by Bafolim is not that?
No.
Why, the reading is a Torah and lettering is a Bafolim.
Yeah, but they both mean the same thing. It's just saying don't read this word, read another word. But there aren't any two words that would give you two different implications. In other words, the substituted word doesn't have a special substance, not there. So it doesn't have any special lettering that would convey a different idea.
Really, like Tishkavana and Tishkala?
Yeah, Tishkavana.
That's
Kriya Ksiv.
Those are two different meanings?
No, it doesn't have, no. It's just that Yishgavana is inappropriate. So you don't say, so you substitute for Yishgavana, Yishgavana. But there's no two tracks being set up. That the way the word Yishgavana is spelled means something different than the way I read it. Okay? It's a completely different phenomenon. That's Kriya Ksiv. This is a special instance where you have Yeshem LeMikra or LeMesoros. which means where the lettering gives you one idea, okay? It could be plural, singular, and the reading gives you another idea. So the question is, which idea prevails? Okay? So that's the Gemara. So he says, Rav Asi Sava Yeshem
Lemesoris. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It looks like the Shivuayim, which is written Shiv. And so it is, I mean, it's written Shivim, but you read Shivuayim. Right? Is that right?
Well, if there is such a case, that would be Nick Lemesoris.
That would be.
Yeah.
Even though it happens to be a Kriyan Ksiv.
I'm telling you, we're not dealing with Kriyan Ksiv. That's a separate phenomenon. We're dealing with the way you read it and the way the osios are given to us from the Sora. So the question is, which one do I follow? Okay? So if it's written Shivim, and you read it Shvuayim, so that would be a case of Mesoros and Kriya.
But they both agree that they're both true, no?
Like, everything's true, but the question is, which Machlokas is...
What prevails, like you said.
What prevails, which manifests the true case.
Isn't it sort of like drash, which one you dorish, right?
Excuse me?
It's a question of which one you dorish, in terms of your nidos, right?
Well, take the case. Mitzvahs ksiv. So that means that the implication is a singular. So there's one chatifa. And the other one says, Ravasi sovar, I'm sorry, chia bar ravamar yeshem lemikra. Mitzvos karinu. So the Kri implies that there are two pieces. Rashi. Mitzvos karim. The mashma achas mitoch shtam. Okay, I don't see what's so hard about this. The vayikri gabi ashram tol livos achas mitol mitzvah shem shem. So yaseno v'lo yod v'yoshim v'nas avono v'evies Hashem. Okay, just telling where it is. Okay. Yeah.
No, but he doesn't know that it's dafka.
Excuse me?
He doesn't know that it has to be dafka bichatira. He says it can be even. Right.
Because the machlokis is that the mandam that holds shtei chatichos holds the chaticha achas is potter. That's the Rashi explanation. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah, he said openly before.
Excuse me?
He said openly before.
Who Rashi? Yeah, Rashi.
Yeah, he says it.
So everybody agrees on shtei chatichos. The question is chaticha achas. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, any difficulties?
You want to define it in the focus?
You can make one step that really the ksav was neatly correct.
Right.
So the objective of the whole ksav is the kriya. So you don't look at the ksav, you look at the objective. It was neatly kari. If it wouldn't be kriya, there wouldn't be any ksav. But on the other hand, if you look at the shem sefer, the chefzer shel sefer and the kedusha shel sefer is the ksav. So do you go by the chefzer shel kedusha shel sefer, the chefzer shel kedusha, or do you go by the maisa ha-mitzvah for which it was nitan, which would be the kriya? Okay, that much we can say. Much more, I don't know. Maybe the next time we come across.
That's a good step.
Okay, go ahead.
Eitzvei Ravuna Lerav Asim. The Amir Law Kiyabarav Lerav Asim.
Rav Asi Hel Chatichachas and Chia Baravo.
Okay. Dachstein.
Right?
Yep. Okay. So that's the safe of the Mishnah. My law is the safe of Sheikh Hatifos, Rishon Nami Sheikh Hatifos. Omer Rav. Lotizla Basa. So don't go after something which can be turned into its opposite. You're bringing me a kasha that can be a riot for me. The fact that the safe is two pieces implies that the ratio is a different case. It's one piece, so it's really a riot. Right? It's like it's a disingenuous proof here. Ray's argument is you see the ratio, the safe admission is two pieces.
Right.
Yeah, but what are the ratio? Implication of the ratio should be one, so it's not really kasha, it's a riot for me.
In other words, I could say the ratio is my love me to say v'shtechatichas reisha nami shtechatichas. No, I could say that the reisha bedafke is chaticha achas.
Right.
And the sefer shtechatichas.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yehochi.
Yehochi yishlomar chaticha achas mechai shtechatichas tzvich l'neymar. So if you told me that one is chayv in reisha, it's not necessary to teach me shtechatichas koshkin.
Right.
Zuvain
Tzarech Lomar Zuv.
That's the style of the Mishnah.
That's the style of the Mishnah.
You see, everybody, both Shitas agree that Shtei Chatichos is like the more obvious case. And everybody agrees to that point.
How do you know that?
Because he's learned the Mishnah. Yeah, Zuvain Tzarech Lomar Zuv. Because you said, tell me what the finish of the second two pieces is.
What he's saying is, you would have done that, just teach me too, and I know one. See, apparently, once you know two, you know one also.
No, vice versa.
If you know one, you know two. Everybody agrees that if you do one, you do two.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I'm not going to try to figure out what Zuvain's Hochman says. Style of the Mishnah, okay.
No, I'm saying you could derive from here that the position holds two, does hold that it is, it's not like they're equal. His hold that one and two is equal. He agrees that there's a difference in those cases and that two.
The position that holds what?
Position that holds even one, you're chayav for.
Yeah.
He doesn't hold that there's no difference between one piece or two pieces. He agrees that there is a difference.
But it doesn't make any difference.
Correct. But he holds that it's a kavchomer. If I told you one, you'd be able to derive.
Yeah, why should two make it worse?
Right. I'm saying, okay.
That's it. Okay.
Okay. Barav Dormi the Sefer Shtechatichos, Rishonami Shtechatichos, Misnatarti Lomoli. So why is it repeating it? Furshe Kamefarish. So it's explaining. Safek Acho Chelo Safek Lo Acho. Maybe Hashem Talai Ketzad Gonchai Chelo Shulafanov. So it's just explaining. See, it's explaining the ratio. But really, it's Dafka only two pieces and not one.
Right. So the safe is coming to let you hear something new. It's not simply Zuvain Tzarech Lomar Zuv. Okay. It's not a stylistic thing. It's a halachic thing. Okay.
Further?
Yeah.
Okay. Omar Yidom Arav Ha'il Fon Shtei Chatichos Achas Hashem Achas Shachil Bachal Achas Memei Yudeis Memachal Chayiv. So basically, Rav's halach, right?
Yes.
Or Rabba.
Right. So he has to catch
it. Amar Rabba, my time to Rav. Amar Krav, as Achaz Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. Ishtaga and Shigishkog Bishtai Bishte Mitzvah. Bishtaim Bishte Mitzvos Mitzvas Ksiv Mitzvos Karina. So it's repeating the prior Gemara's Limud for Rav.
So what was the kasha?
What's the reason of Rav? My time of the Rav.
Right.
So it's saying it's because he goes by Mitzvos Karinam and therefore Achas Mishtaim. But I'm going to really add to what he said originally.
Yeah, well, why does it, what does it add to? Yeah, that's a good question. But meantime, let me just go over again. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara first just tries to be miyashav who which Tana it is. So the Gemara has to know who's the Tana, who's the Marta Shmatzu. Okay. But then the Gemara goes into a Svar area. Because it says, Omar Akhiya, Omar Rav is near the bottom. It's actually five lines from the wide lines. The ochal achas mehen, the eni yodea is a mehen ochal chayiv. Chaticha achas, sofek shel shumon, sofek shel chelev, yachlos potter. Amar abzera, my time of the Rav, what's Rav's reasoning? And he's not making recourse to Mesoris or to Mikra. My time of the Rav, Kisova, Shtei Chatichos, Efshelavara, Yisura. Chaticha Achas, Efshelavara, Yisura. Okay, so first of all, what is this whole concept of Levara, Yisura? So what?
Right, who cares?
Who cares? But that's why it's good that we learn that other Gemara first. Because the other Gemara says. The other Gemara says that an Oshem Toli is Megin Achi Vodalo. So he's learning that Achi, that God gives him, so to speak, a dispensation from Yisurim.
Right.
But only it's Toli, only until he finds out.
So
part of the definition is it has to be roy to be found out.
Yeah.
So by shtei chatichos, it's roy to be found out. Because Sherlock Holmes can come along with his microscope and determine that it was really Shuman. In which case it's chayav chatas kavur. Okay? So now Mendy asks a very good question. But in one chaticha you can't find out. Maybe Eidim will come that'll say we knew it was Chaylev and we saw this guy put it right on the table.
Yes.
So why can't you find out there also?
So for some reason you see that it has to be inherent.
Good. Good. For some reason you see that the evidence has to emerge from the case.
Right.
Not extraneous. The evidence must emerge from the very case itself. So if you have shtei chatichos, so the birur comes from the case. But if you don't have shtei chatichos, me'alma, things can happen, we can find out things, but there's no inherent, intrinsic, built-in evidence into this case. So therefore we say that it lacks in Achi Vada. The suspension of the onus is Achi Vada. But you can't forget about the Achi Vada. Can't you say, I'll go to sleep and I'll never know, it's not my problem. It'll be making money soon all my life. There must be an Achi Vada. So the Achi Vada means that you have to have, so to speak, your mind's eye is to find out. So the case must lend itself to Achi Vada. And how must it lend itself to Achi Vada? Through what? Through the very case itself. Not from Dovra Boman Achutz, because that's that's far-fetched. I mean, a lot of things can happen, but what we need is something to hang on to from here, that the very taste contains an atzivada. Okay? So that's the svar of Rav. That's a good svar. Solid svar. Right? That's why it's a good thing we learned, like I said, the other Gemara first. Okay?
What's the other sign?
What?
What's the other sign?
Could you read this?
The difference is, Rav Zeira is a svar. Only a svar. And it's based on his concept and understanding of the idea of Ashim Tov. But according to Rabbah, he derives it from Kriya, Yeshem and Mikra. That's a technical source. So you have to treat it technically in terms of your derivation to make sure it's exact. It's exactly right technically. There's no room to wiggle over here. Okay, so that's what the Gemara asks. What's the difference? What difference does it make in fact? So what does Gemara say? Kizayis v'mechzor. Go ahead.
The Rabba like a mitzvot supporter. The Zera eshavar isura. Rashi. Hopefully you're going to see Ikevanai Kazayas and Akhtar. If you go on base Chatikos, Bezu Kazayas and Bezu Kechazizayas, the Ochal Eshel Kazayas, the Eni Odea, Ibu Chelev Oshuman, the Rabba, like a mitzvot, like a Bezazim. You don't have two separate pieces, each of Kazayas. The problem is with Kazayas, come on, Blessa, so it's basically like you only have one piece. The Rebzeir, after the various Sunayasar, the Chatzitai is the Hemishar. But in terms of, you know, using it as evidence, half his eyes just goes both eyes. Right.
Right, so there's where you see what I was talking about. That if it's a technicality, so it's saying that there were before him two Achilos. Shtei Chatichos means two Achilos. And ain't achila pachas mekizayas. So if it's one and a half, you don't have the two chatichas. Okay. That's exerzer kasef. Why? It's not. Apparently, the Torah doesn't know from that sort of Reb Zeira. But according to Reb Zeira, where you need a remaining evidential piece that you can examine, right? So then it would satisfy the requirement.
Right.
Correct? Okay.
According to Zera's understanding of Rav, it means two chatichos. So you're saying the second piece could be chatzitzayis.
According to what? The
understanding
of Rav, yeah.
That the second piece could even be
chatzitzayis.
So let's say it was one piece that was a zayis and a half. You ate a kazayis. Would Rav and Hanami agree that that case would be one?
Okay, so Ellie's asking what's the other side of the coin? What's the sheet that holds that chaticha achas also, even though there's no ashi yivoda, not like Rav Zeira, is still chayev. So the answer is that the question is, why is there a suspension of onshin? Maybe. Is it because it's a temporary state, and the temporality has to be built into the case? Or it's simply because a person can't live that way because of the pachat. So if it's the fact that the person can't live that way because of the pachat, it doesn't make any difference if it's one piece or two pieces. Or do we say the suspension is only because there's an achi vada? But if there's no achi vada, there's no suspension.
Do you think the halacha is really?
Or the halacha is, you know, it's m'nei she'eini yodea. It's not achiva, that's m'nei she'eini yodea, but if he's mitzvada, of course it's going to be chayav anachatas
k'vuah.
That would seem to be machlokes.
Do you think really the basic machlok?